This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Get your motor
running. Fender Bender on Joy 94.9, revving up the weekends with news and views on all things motoring.
Yes, hello. Happy Radiothon world. This is Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Tim Nicholson here with you, with a couple of very handsome men in the studio with you for the next hour. And we are very excited to present a massive show all about motoring, all about Radiothon. We're talking Joy, we're talking to you, and we're going to have a fabulous show. Text in at any point, 0427 Joy 949. We want you to become a member, and we're going to tell you all about it very soon. This is Fender Bender. Heaps more to come in the next hour. Stick around. So it was love at first sight for me and Kylie, I'll tell you that, in the 80s. And God bless her. And God bless Kylie Minogue, who had a birthday this week. So happy birthday, Kylie. I'm sure there's been a lot of people on Joy 94.9 saying happy birthday, Kylie. If you're just joining us, my name is Tim Nicholson. This show is called Fender Bender. It's all about motoring. And in the studio, I have two wonderful human beings, Mike Costello and Dan Gardner. Hi, boys.
Happy Radiothon, Timothy and Mike.
It's a bit exciting, isn't it?
It's absolutely exciting, Tim. Yeah.
I really like the special live version of Kylie to celebrate Radiothon.
I know. Well, look, why not? You know, I missed her concert this year, so I felt like I had to pretend I was there a little bit. Now, we're all celebrating Radiothon in our own special way. Dan, you're doing it by your clothing today, I suspect.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? My jeans?
Not your
Is
jeans.
It my nice new pair of boots I've got on?
No. I think it's I don't know what shade of pink that shirt is, but it is the pinkest shirt I've ever seen.
I feel like I need sunglasses because The glare coming off the shirt and the studio lights is kind of blinding.
Mike is actually
pretty intense.
He's tanning off my shirt.
And I could use a tan. So
well, that's reasonably
bad. It is my Joy Radiothon celebratory shirt.
Yes.
And it is just about the pinkest thing I own.
It's not just about. What pinker thing do you own than
I've got plenty of pink things.
That's a lower drawer in his bedroom. We don't go into that. We don't go into that little
no,
section.
No, that is a dark place.
Oh, dear. But it is very exciting. We only get to do this once a year. And because of the way that the show has, we've taken time off in the last couple of years, we haven't done Radiothon in a couple of years. So this is mega exciting. And we want to make it exciting for you guys too. And we are really, really keen for everyone to sign up if you are not a member. But of course, renew if you are already a member and maybe you think it's lapsed or it's coming up or you just feel like you want to give us some money, which we will take from you gladly.
Gladly.
Yeah, exactly.
And it goes to really important things. You know, this radio station is supported by you. If you're listening right now and you're not a member, then you should feel very guilty indeed. Because we can't.
That is incredible.
Was Macca's my favourite quote from Macca? He says, "We're on air. We don't run on air."
Yeah.
And so we need
exactly.
your money. So
we
if
do.
You aren't a member, then you should jolly well be one and remember as
you
well.
Remember. Well, exactly. We've already had the lovely David from Abbotsford has renewed. So David, thank you very, very much.
Superb.
Hopefully, more of you will be out there and doing that. And as you said, remember. That's what it's all about. It's about remembering things here at Joy 94.9. Oh, God, I can't breathe. I'm so excited.
I like it when you get all flustered like this, too. It's great. But there is a lovely atmosphere at Joy. There's commotion. It's bustling out there. There's the call centre. It's all going off.
Everyone's off their face on happiness here at Joy. But how do you do it? What do you do, guys? You got to call in, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. 0427 Joy 949 is the text, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. But I've just realised you're talking about how can you get in touch to read.
I am.
Right,
okay.
All right. Well, yes. Under those circumstances, you can ring by the number that I'm going to read off of the 1-300 Joy 949.
Yes. Or you can go to joy.org.au and do a form thing.
Yeah, let's be honest. That's probably the easiest way.
Yeah, but it's more fun if you call in because then...
That's exactly what I was about to say, yeah.
If you want to be heard on air, well, not heard on air, but your name, then that would be the best way to do it.
Could be your microsecond of fame.
Also, I'm going to put something out there, guys.
Oh, dear.
If you ring up and if you renew your membership or if you
take out a complete membership or whatever, which, you know, starts from as little as $22 if you're under 18 and goes up to $165 for a business, but there's a lot in between there. If you do that, we will reveal, Mike, Dan and I, will reveal our secret car shame.
That's right.
That's right. So a car that we're too ashamed to tell people we love. It might be something from our childhood or something embarrassing that we've never told anyone. We are professionals in the industry. We've got to keep these things under our hat. We can't be seen to be liking.
It could taint our reputations, which, well, let's be honest, in my case, is not very good anyway.
Well, look, but this is, we will reveal it by the end of the show. So get calling, people.
Who goes first? Like, how do we choose who gets to...
Rock, paper, scissors.
Superb.
All right, okay.
It's the only way to do it.
We're also going to be telling our dear listeners another way you can get involved and potentially a little reward.
A big reward.
Because when you renew, you're not just... You get the option to add a little extra to help us out. So not just the renewal fee, you can also donate as well, which we wholeheartedly encourage you to do. Mm-hmm. And the largest donation of the day, of our hour, Fender Bender, will get a special treat.
Woo! They will get a treat. We're not going to say it now.
No. God, that's just not good radio. We want to string it out and make people really anxious about what it is.
It's like MasterChef.
It's not that bad. Come on.
No, that's true. But boys, we've obviously been on air for about 4 years now. I want to say 4 years, maybe five.
I think it might be even longer.
Good God. Maybe it's five.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a pretty impressive organisation to be involved with. And it's a very important organisation. And as you said, Dan, it doesn't run on air and we need funds to keep going. I love Joy because I think it's a fantastic organisation as far as the volunteer thing goes. And I think it's really important to be involved in some kind of volunteering thing in life, whatever it is. And to be involved with a community like this is really fun, it's really engaging, and it's really interesting. And I think that's my favourite part of Joy, is that people getting involved, like people out there right now in the studio working really, really hard for nothing, you know, essentially, apart from the joy of volunteering for Joy. So I'm a big fan of the volunteering element of Joy 94.9 and the fact that we go global because it's on air and online and all kind of stuff.
If you're listening somewhere far flung, why don't you let us know? You can email us on air at joy.org.au. Let us know. Well, that could be another sort of little internal competition. I want to know the furthest listener we've got.
Where the hell are you?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know, don't
we? Wow. So what's the furthest? I suppose the UK is pretty far away, isn't it?
Maybe we have a massive secret fan base in Estonia. Who knows?
I would love that.
I'd love that too.
Like some obscure Eastern European country we don't know much about. Maybe somehow.
Yeah.
We've taken off there.
It's like one of those countries that you hear on Eurovision and go, I don't think that's an actual country. I think they've just made that up just for Eurovision to get more votes. But
Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
That's sort of basically a town, isn't it?
It's quite small.
Is it? Mm. Yeah. Also sounds like an action. Anyway.
Oh, dear. He's had an unfortunate... He's not coming into work today because he's had a Liechtenstein.
I was thinking of something ruder.
Yeah, just one went wrong.
Oh, that would be awful.
We don't even know what it is. It's a country. Don't be offended.
But do you guys love Joy? What do you love about Joy, boys? What do you love?
Love Joy. That
Joy.
Was the name of a TV show in the UK, wasn't it?
I'm
obviously a huge fan of Joy. I've been lucky enough to be involved for a few years now. Not quite the full length of the Fender Bender running. I was a late arriver.
Ring in, I think the word was.
Thanks, Tim.
I mean, we were desperate, weren't we? We just needed anyone.
But during my time with Joy, I've obviously done a fair bit with Fender Bender, which has been a real privilege. But also, for about a year, I presented a breakfast show on Monday mornings, Weekend Extended, with the fantastic Hannah. And it's just been a huge amount of fun. And I totally agree with the your sentiments, Tim, about, you know, being a volunteer and being involved with a really fantastic community. But to be quite sort of honest, it got me the contacts to secure me my dream job. You know, it's through you two guys and sitting in the studio that I made the contacts and the way into the motor industry and writing professionally as a motor journalist, which is without question, I'm sorry, the best job in the world. And
is that official?
And it wouldn't. You can text in and argue with me if you like. But yeah, I would never have made the contacts I have right here in the studio if I hadn't started volunteering for Joy, and it's led on to really great things.
Well, that's lovely to hear, isn't it?
And just the fact that Joy allows three people like us to waffle about cars once a week.
It's pretty extraordinary.
Gives us the freedom to just come in here and talk about the things that we love in the motoring industry that we're all a part of professionally as well is remarkable. Yeah. And, you know, I think it goes for so many shows on Joy, just the fact that people have an opportunity to come along and pitch a show and talk about what they love. It's an amazing thing. Mm.
Well said. I completely agree. But it's nice to remember a few things. Again, I'm just going to keep using it because I really like that little theme
it's
this
good.
Year. It is about all remembering.
I wonder if someone came up with that or we just stole it from someone else's radiothon somewhere else in the world.
Exactly. Who knows? But who cares? Because it's ours now. So, but we're going to come back very, very shortly and talk about, we're going to test our memories to see if we can go back to the 80s or 90s, depending on our ages. We will not reveal that here. But again, please call in. 1-300-JOY-949 is the number for membership to renew or to start a whole new membership. It is a wonderful thing to do and we encourage it wholeheartedly. This is Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. We've got lots more coming up, so stick around. No, I don't. I was going to say I'd like to be Michael Jackson. I absolutely would not at any point in my life like to be Michael
Jackson. Let's keep it positive in the studio today,
Sorry, guys. You are listening to Fender Bender. It's Joy 94.9. It is Radiothon. We want you to call in 1-300-JOY-949 to either make a donation. We'd love that. Or you can become a member. Again, starting at $22, a full membership for a regular person. I don't know what that means. It's $72 for a year. It is well worth it.
There is no such thing as a regular person at Joy.
No, that's true.
We're all exceptional beings.
And I'm an irregular person. we'd love for you to call in and become a member or renew your membership as part of Remember Joy 94.9.
Have we had contact from the outside world?
Oh, I believe we have.
It appears we have. And not just from anywhere in the outside world, but from very far away indeed. It looks like your guess of the furthest listener so far, Dan, might be right because we have received a message. A London listener here, Jesse. Sorry, it's not as exotic as a snow.
Jesse, thank you.
Or UK is plenty exotic.
Exactly. Totes exotic.
Pommy land.
And we've got somebody else has texted in as well from quite far away, I believe. Mike.
Wow, that is an exotic locale, Luke. Swanston Street near Flinders. So
literally blocks from here.
I could stand on the balcony and yell the show and you might well hear it.
Exactly.
We should try that one week. I like that idea.
That's awesome.
Just shout Fender Bender from the
definition of a live broadcast.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Luke and Jesse, for texting in. You can text in too, 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au anytime. We would love to hear from you. And as we were saying, again, it's Remember Joy's Radiothon. And we were thinking, I was thinking I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask you right now, boys, a challenging question. Do you remember the very, very, very first car you ever drove? Not that you owned, that you drove.
Yes.
The end of the segment, and we're moving on.
Blistering radio.
Tell us more about it, Dan.
Okay, well, it was, and I should point out that this I wasn't licensed at the time because I think I was about 10, but it was on a private road, which in the UK is legal. You're allowed to be in control of a motor vehicle.
Sure.
No, it's true.
Sure.
It totally is. It's not like in some parts of the world, like I think in America, if you drive a car anywhere and you're unlicensed, it doesn't matter if it's private property or not, you're breaking the law. In the UK, I was able to drive an Audi 80 Sport.
Ooh.
That was the first car I ever drove. And initially, it was actually, I was too small, so I actually sat on the dad's lap, and he did the pedals and I did the steering. And then a few years later, I just got big enough, and I was able to progress into the driver's seat all by myself.
You know, wow. All these years, we've been accusing Dan of being a bit posh, and his first driving experience was an Audi.
It is pretty
May as well have been a Rolls Royce on a pheasant hunt.
That was my second car.
Yeah. Going shooting.
Yes, I see.
That's exciting.
Mine was a bit less luxurious, I suppose. I grew up on a farm, so I was driving from a very young age on, like Dan, private property, and we had a particularly entertaining farm vehicle, which was a 1982 Nissan MQ Patrol without doors. Because who needs doors? And if memory serves, it didn't have a chair. It had a milk crate.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe my mind's getting a bit, you know, twisted there.
So you've got the potential to actually fall out of the door because you're not sitting in a seat, you're on a crate and you've got no doors. So I quite like that. I love the image of you circling around and...
Well, the impressive part was those cars were unbreakable, and yet I managed to break the clutch because I was such a terrible driver.
Oh, dear.
I was quite proud of that.
You duffer.
Yeah.
You duffer sausage.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
Well, look, Mike, I'm sticking with the company that you first drove with, Mike, but mine was a Datsun Stanza. the very last generation Datsun Stanza. Powder blue, my nan, Gladys Dunstan, who is still with us. Hello, Nan, if you're listening, you're probably not. she's very busy. I drove her car just up and down our driveway. Aww. And that was my first car. She had the most incredible steering wheel cover that looked like driving gloves, those kind of stitch. That was the
cover. Baseball mitts.
Yes, that was exactly what it was.
I know the ones you mean.
Stunning. To this day, I'm like, I'd love it, but they're dangerous. Anyway, whatever. So my first
the driving gloves or the car?
Probably both.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I love that little stanza.
You can't have a Datsun without a nice novelty steering wheel cover.
Gotta
have
it.
They go hand in hand.
And every time I see a stanza to this day, my heart melts.
You don't see stanzas that often now, though, do you?
Not really, no. Maybe the odd 120Y that some idiot has spent too much money on, but not much else beyond that, guys.
You could say they've had their last stanza.
So, absolutely foul. Now, as we mentioned earlier, if you become a member now or renew by calling 1-300-JOY-949, call in, do it. Everyone's doing it. Did you hear that peer group pressure just then, guys? If you become a member now,
someone left the studio door open. Did you hear everyone outside?
Wow. So weird. We will reveal our secret car shame, cars that we love that we shouldn't love. That will happen a little bit later. So do text in. We are getting people texting in as we. Oh, sorry, we're getting members signing up left, right, and centre.
That's great. Do we get a prize if we get squillions of new members during our show?
I don't know. I feel like there used to be an incentive like that.
I reckon we should.
Lollies?
Well, actually, hang on. Before we commit to anything, one of the breakfast shows probably got like 19,000. Yeah,
exactly. We're at a disadvantage.
That's basically cheating. They get 2.5 hours. We got just one.
Well, we've got an advantage because the prize is pretty impressive. You can win a smart 4-2, I think it's called.
Yeah.
One of the last ones, which I think it's we are probably not getting smart here, maybe beyond next year.
I feel like they might have, made that call by now.
Yeah. So, great little car, one of the last ones of its...
So, potentially a bit of history.
But possibly.
You can park two in a normal size car park.
Exactly.
Mm,
yeah. That's just
think
selfish.
Of the possibilities.
Yeah. So, because the main prize is a car, and we're a car show, guys, so 1-300-JOY-949 is the number to call.
Synergy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Doing the
you are doing creepy.
Ooh, that's horrible. That was a bit too much like business speak for me.
I know. I was a bit not proud of it, I have to say.
That's true. Now, very briefly, some news, guys. We should talk about some cars as well at some point.
No.
Some car news. Speaking of smart, so apparently a couple of weeks ago there was a report suggesting that they're looking at doing an SUV.
Well, everybody else is. I mean, Lamborghini's doing one. Rolls-Royce is doing one. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Smart.
It'd be quite cute because I like the look of the new Smart. Again, it's probably not coming here, but it looks. I think it's
really cool.
Yeah,
and it's based on the. Well, it shares a platform with Renault Twingo, which is a little rear-wheel drive.
I love that
awesome zippy city car, which isn't coming to Australia either because Australians don't, you know, buy very many mini cars. But a little SUV would be kind of cool.
And it'd be based on. So it will be based on that, and it's. I don't know. Like it couldn't be huge, obviously, and I wonder whether.
Well,
they would keep
Mini
the same
didn't
dimensions.
Follow that line of thinking, did it?
No. Well, exactly.
So maybe because Mercedes. Is a car so smart. Maybe Mercedes is going to turn smart into a mini rival. So it's going to have a whole fleet of different cars under a name and branch out.
Well, it would make sense. It's been around for a few years now, that brand name. They don't seem to have to kind of update their cars. Like, I don't think it's that kind of buyer where they're constantly, you know, every other car and every other car maker, they constantly have to be updating their cars. I feel like people just kind of buy a smart because they want a smart, not because...
There's not really any alternative, is there?
Yeah. So I think they're in
Matchbox.
A really unique position. Very unique position. But, so very exciting. So we could see, and as you said, Mike, the Lamborghini has confirmed this week. What we all, well, not all feared, but some of us feared, they are definitely going to do an SUV.
Let's do a rundown of all the brands that are doing SUVs that we haven't seen yet, but that are in the works. We've got Bentley. We've got Lamborghini. We've got Rolls-Royce.
Maserati.
We've got Maserati. All these companies are Aston Martin with the IBX.
Oh,
they're currently all developing SUV models. The only holdout that I can think of off the top of my head, which has a whole lot of forethought, is Ferrari.
Oh, they wouldn't, would
no,
they?
No, they wouldn't. I did. I was lucky enough to be in attendance at Luca Cordero de Montezemolo's final press conference before he retired recently. And that's the official story, retired. Anyway, he said never, ever, 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 ever. And that's been kind of backed up by management since. So let's hope Ferrari stays the course and doesn't, because there's got to be one company not doing an issue.
I don't think they would.
There has to be.
Someone else who has said absolutely on record they won't do it is the chief designer of Jaguar, Ian Callum, has said straight out. I was talking to him in New York recently, and he said, no, definitely not.
They've got that F-Pace coming.
Oh, hang on. Did I mean Jaguar then?
Are you wasted?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, totally, obviously. No, hang on. He definitely said something like, I'll think about it.
Maybe not a bigger one, maybe. Or
no. Yeah, okay. I just ignore everything I say then, because that's a total lie.
Are there any companies other than Ferrari that doesn't have, that don't have SUVs now?
I can't think of any. I can't think of
none. It's crazy.
See, it's absurd.
But that's the way it goes. That's the way the market is going.
Even Maybach is working on one.
Oh,
Mercedes Maybach. They're doing one.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Look, it's just the trend. That's what's happened.
But at what
you can't
point
reverse
do they stop
it.
Being called SUVs and just become cars?
Cars,
because that's what cars will be. Just
exactly.
Nothing but SUVs.
That's the thing.
Are we heading there? Maybe
oh
we are.
Oh, my God. Is it the death of the sedan?
And then they'll go full circle, and then all brands will go back to this little-known thing called a car.
Yeah.
And everyone will leave SUVs. It'll
but
go
will,
in
yeah,
cycles.
Will that happen? Is it a cyclical thing? I mean, and one of your colleagues was suggesting that will happen with manual gearboxes because everyone's going auto, and eventually it'll get to a point where everyone says, do you remember those funny little things that, you know...
it'll be hipsters that'll start it.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know, like vinyl everything. Took off, manuals yep. will take off, and then yep. there'll be a niche for it, and away it'll go.
It's true. Or the gays. Yeah. The gays always start things. Like an area always becomes cool after the gays move there.
It's
yeah.
true.
We're very good at making things cool.
Where is okay. it you live, Tim?
Fitzroy.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Gentrification.
Oh,
exactly.
Very nice.
Exactly. Mm. Now, guys, we've had a couple more members.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, exactly. So I believe it's Daniel from Bendigo North.
Good
go
name.
The go. Go the go. Has become a member. Very, very, very excited. Meredith from Abbotsford.
Another great name. Yep. We've got good names.
Abbotsford is a big supporter today.
And a donation.
Oh,
well.
Really?
Yeah. Very exciting. On
Meredith,
that one.
Yes, yep. Excellent.
And I think right at the top we have Peter from South Yarra as well.
This is pretty
also,
good. Pretty good turnout so far.
A family donation. Peter, that is, we are very, everyone, thank you so much. That is extremely impressive. And we are very grateful that everyone has picked up the phone and called 1300-JOY-949 or gone to joy.org.au and either made a donation or become a member. It is very important and we are very excited. You probably can't see it because it's radio, but we are excited, guys.
We've, yeah. we've also had a message yep. from Brad from marvellous Melbourne. First car I drove was a Valiant station wagon, although drove a David Brown tractor oh, prior to that. I
awesome.
Think the tractor counts.
Yeah,
the tractor
totally.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, maybe I need to revise my original statement. Oh, no, the car was before the tractor. Although I have driven my fair share of tractors.
Really?
Yeah, come on. Raised in Somerset.
This is Somerset.
That's right. Somerset.
Yeah, it's true.
I tell you, he's the main form of transport down in Somerset. It's the tractor.
Shocking.
I do love your Somerset accent. Now, but as much as we could talk about your accent for some time, we're not going to. We're going to move right on.
All right.
Very shortly, we're going to be talking to the fabulous Mike Frith from Motor Friends. Speaking of wonderful organisations.
Oh, yeah.
Joy 94.9 and Motor Friends have been friends, no pun intended, for a very, very long time. And Mike is going to come in very, very shortly and have a chat about that fantastic group, which you can join as well. So I'll totally stay around listening, guys, because we've got heaps more coming up very, very shortly. That's right. Call 1300-JOY-949 to become a member.
Do it's what the man in the computer said.
Exactly. Computer men know what they're talking about most of the time. So it is Radiothon today. It's all about remembering. And this is Fender Bender, if you hadn't guessed. It's all about automotive fun times. And we want you to call in 1300-JOY-949 and become a member like... somebody that recently did.
Dan, the man of Aspendale. Ooh. Full individual membership and a donation.
That is weird.
That's me.
Did you do it?
That's what I did in the break.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I know. I'm such a dick, and I? That's what I was doing. I went out. You were worried that I'd left the studio. It was me renewing.
Oh. I forgot you lived in Aspendale. I should have twigged, shouldn't I?
I prefer to call it the Melbourne Riviera, Mike.
Oh, my God.
You do.
Yeah, you'll be there. Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks very much.
The
and,
man.
And I made a donation, didn't I?
You did. You did. Are we allowed to say what it is?
No. I'd rather if you didn't.
Okay, let's not.
Makes me look a bit of a cheapskate. But it was a donation.
It was to get it up to a certain point.
Yes.
It's very exciting. Well, thank you, Dan. And again, 1300-JOY-949. It is all about donating and becoming a member and renewing your membership. So do it, everyone. Now, Joy is a wonderful organisation, and we are involved with many wonderful organisations, one of which is a fabulous group called Motor Friends. And we have the lovely Mike Frith here to talk all about it. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
So now you're are you a Joy member?
No, I'm not.
Well, today is the day that that might change. We'll talk about that after.
We're not going to let him leave the studio until he's about right.
Block the doors.
Credit cards coming out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. No, but you're obviously involved with Motor Friends, which has had a lot to do with Joy over the years. Tell us a bit about Motor Friends.
I've been a member of Motor Friends for 15 years. My first event was memorable because my car broke down. I had a
excellent. Awesome.
We end up getting towed away in near Nagambie Lake. Then I think it was president of the club suggested we just release the handbrake and push it into the lake. But fortunately, we didn't. So
excellent.
But yeah, so I certainly remember my first event with the club, and they were really good. The car got towed away, and I they gave me a lift right back to my home. So.
Awesome. And basically, Motor Friends is just a bunch of people getting together every now and then to, you know, who are passionate about cars. Is that right?
So the car club was formed in 1990. This is our 25th year.
Oh, wow.
It's Australia's first and oldest GLBTI car club. We have about 200 members, and we have many, many events. We have we're probably sometimes too active. A lot of our car club members will say that we're too active. There's too much to choose from. Okay. So, but we like to give everybody a bit of a choice, and so they've got different types of events. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
And it's not limited to just one type of car, is it? It's all vehicles, anything that people are passionate about, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we've got people in the car club don't have cars. They'll come along. They make their way to the meeting point or get picked up. Because it's a very social club, so you don't necessarily need to have a flash car. It could be just, you know, a Corolla.
A Corolla.
Not that I'm knocking Corollas.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're good cars, those Corollas. But, so you don't necessarily need to have a flash car or something unique. It's more come along, be social, and certainly have an interest in cars. So.
Yeah. And what do you think why is a group like Motor Friends and indeed something like Joy 94.9, why do you think that's important for the community?
I think it gives people the opportunity to meet other like-minded individuals. It offers support, so people that certainly aren't out, they have a way of connecting with their community. So Motor Friends, I think most of our members are out, but there's certainly a section of them that want to remain, you know, keep their sexuality to themselves. Cars tend to be sort of have a masculine sort of thing about them. So,
I mean, just look at me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, this beefcake sat right here.
So, so cars tend to have that thing about them, so they're more of a masculine thing, so it allows people to be who they are in their car and join other people like mine. So,
and also cars are a real leveler, aren't they? You know, you can get a whole group, and this is why I think the organisation is so good, and you don't put too many specific rules on what car, and even the car ownership for that matter, is that it is very inclusive. And I think that's that is something that is mirrored by Joy, you know, is that we're all about inclusion here, and Motor Friends is as well. And when you get a group of people together, all they need is that common interest of cars, and therein lies, you know, a good enough reason for a get together. I think that's great.
We quite often we'll have a Sunday drive. The third Sunday of the month, we have a Sunday drive. We'll stop at various points along the way. People will just go for a ride. Yep. They'll, you know, almost partner swap. You know, you go for a ride in that car, I'll go for a ride in that car.
Yeah.
Did you put like keys in a bowl?
We don't do that.
Okay,
no.
Right. Not that kind of partner.
The past, we have. You know, like I've got five cars. Three of them are collectible, and to one of them, I'm very particular. I'd be very reluctant to hand the keys over. But the other two, on occasions, I've said, "Do you want to go for a drive?"
Oh, that's great.
And I'll drive yours.
That's very trusting.
Well,
yeah.
I have to ask then.
Yes. Well, I'm already familiar with Mike's predilection for a particular car, but please.
So, what's in the fleet then?
I've always been a Ford man. First car was a ZD Fairlane. Had my license for a month before I lost it.
Oh.
we don't encourage that at Joy.
No, definitely not. And ever since then, I've loved the larger Ford. So I drive a 2005 BA LTD.
Yeah.
The 5.4 litre V8.
Fantastic.
It was the last of the LTDs, and there's not many of them about. So I've also got a 97 Fairlane, which is the car I drive to work.
Yep.
Work car park's a bit dodgy, so I'm happy to sort of drive that to the car park and not worry about it too much. My collectible cars, I own a VG Valiant two-door coupe.
Ooh, brilliant.
Call them a hard top, actually. Coupes are
a
naughty word for that car.
And will be people listening who would correct you on that.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people that aren't into cars will know them as a coupe as opposed to a hard top. That was my grandfather's car. He bought it new in 1970, and in 1983 he handed the keys over and bought himself a Ford Telstar, which was
controversial move.
But look, it was smaller and better for him to drive. And about 4 or 5 years ago, my second cousin Graham Smith, who is a newspaper car writer, had his father's car, which was a VG Valiant sedan, poverty pack, manual, three in the tree, very heavy steering. And he passed that on to me. So it was a second Valiant, both bought new in the family. And more recently, I've experimented with a diesel Mercedes, a 1979.
Now that's a cracking engine, isn't it?
Yeah, you can run them on chip oil.
They're really good. Is that a five or a six cylinder?
It's a five cylinder.
Yeah, that's right. They're a really interesting engine.
The 1979, says this Dan, car had vacuum central locking, so it doesn't just lock the doors, it locks the boot and the petrol flap all on a vacuum system. So,
and cleans the seats at the same time as well.
Yeah, so they're self-leveling hydraulic suspension.
Wow. Now you're talking my language.
No cruise control, but I think that was an option.
It's a brick on the accelerator, isn't it?
Yeah, very heavy, heavy car to drive, considering it's not a particularly large car, so...
It sounds like you've got quite the thing for like a big cruiser, like a big comfy kind of cruiser.
Definitely.
So what's your take on, I think I spoke to you a few years ago to do a radio documentary, and this was before the Australian automotive industry, it was at the point it is now, and we were talking about what will happen if the industry folds. Now it's shutting. Are you sad about what's happened to the Australian automotive scene?
I think it is sad that we've lost that for so long, cars, the utility was invented in Australia. It's an Australian invention. So we've lost that, I think, a part of our identity. People, you're either a Holden family or a Ford family. And then there were the Valiants and Chryslers, but mostly it was you're either a Ford family or a Holden family. Yeah. So it was something that... it was born and bred into you. It's a bit like a football team. If you were born into a Collingwood football team, that's what you became. So
bad luck for you.
Hey, don't even start.
Sorry. But we won't end on a sad note, of course, but because obviously people can get involved with Motor Friends. Do you know what you guys have got coming up in the near future? What kind of events?
Recently we've got tomorrow we've got a four-wheel drive day. You can, you don't necessarily have to have a four-wheel drive. You can find the details on our website, which is motorfriends.org.au. Mm-hmm.
And it helps if you spell that out because it's not as it sounds, is it?
Yes, it's motafrenz.
Right.
.org.au. You don't have to be a member to attend an event. You can come along to an event and just give us a try.
Yep.
You don't have to have a four-wheel drive tomorrow. You can come along and there'll be a meeting. There's a meeting point and you... Jump in somebody else's four-wheel drive, and they'll return you to your car at the end of the day. So
okay, so you can do a try before you buy.
Yeah,
I like that
idea.
What
other car clubs can say that?
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe I'll just go to one, and then I'll wear a wig or something different. I'll just become a member.
Yeah,
that would be easier. And so, if people want to get involved, they just go to motorfriends.org.au.
Yes. Yeah. So we've got slot car racing. Once a month, we do slot car racing. Third Sunday of the month, we have a lunch and drive. It's June 21st is a point drive to Point Cook. Winery tours, barbecues. Recently went to Shifting Gears at the NGV.
Which is highly recommended.
Yeah, great display of cars there. We participate in the Pride March and Midsummer Festival. We run a magical mystery tour, which is a bit like the old car rally type thing, but it's not a speed-based. Yeah. It's more get the questions right, answer the questions correctly, don't get lost sort of thing.
Yeah. All right.
And I guess so people can find out more about what you guys do on the website, and that's also how they can join if they want to as well.
Yep, correct. Yep,
beautiful. Mike, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lovely to see you again, and hopefully we'll have you back at some point in the future.
Anytime.
That is Mike Frith from Motor Friends. Go to motorfriends.org.au. But also, while you're at it, what do you do? What do you do?
Go to joy.org.au as well.
And then what do you do there?
Become a member. Remember.
Why?
I don't know. I've run out of answers now.
Oh,
you know, because it counts, because we're important and we need your money and we need your support.
You are sounding desperate. I'm not gonna lie. All right. No, I'm kidding. Yes, do. 1-300-JOIN-949. Become a member now. I don't know why I'm so high. Bye. You know it is the most lovable radio station. I mean, what else would even come close? We're not going to mention them because that would be talking about other brands, and I don't want to. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last few minutes of the Fender Bender Radiothon push. We want you to join. We said we would tell you our secret car shame if you became a member or renewed, and we will in the next few minutes. Mark my words.
Oh, no, really? I was hoping we'd forgotten about that and we didn't have to.
Well, I've got to think of one. I think, I don't know, I feel like I know my secret car shame, but I will. We will be announcing it soon. But a big, big, big thank you to Brian from Blair Gowrie, the fabulous Blair Gowrie. I do love it down there. He has become a full member, and thank you so much. He loves listening to Joy, especially the Escape Pod, and we love Escape Pod too, and they are not on air at the moment, I believe, but they will be coming back. Is that right? They're on air. They are on air.
Just not now
because we are. Thank you, Michael. That's really bad. Anyway,
that
we love Escape.
That was Michael.
That's all right. Big thank you to those guys. Again, 1-300-JOIN-949. We want to hear from you. Dan.
Oh, what?
Feeling ranty?
Always.
Yes. Well, you have a couple of minutes to do it in.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll keep this one quick. But
please.
Now then, you know how on the bottom of registration plates, you've got a little, on some of them, the large size ones, you've got a little saying, and it varies from state to state. And so I'll give you some examples. So in Queensland, they have QLD Sunshine State.
Yes.
I think that's fair, isn't it?
Sure.
It's a nice optimistic message.
Look, it is the only state that ever gets sunshine.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This one's slightly controversial. They also have the Smart State.
Who?
Queensland.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
It's a little bit presumptuous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no. I've got some friends who live in Queensland who are very smart.
Okay, all right. Yes. And they also do Tropical Queensland as well. Sometimes they have that on there. It's quite nice.
Well, it's the only state that can say tropical, can't
totally,
it?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, so, like, these are all good. And then you move to Tasmania, and they say natural state at the bottom of their register. It's quite
I
nice,
like that.
It?
That's positive. Cute.
It is nice, and it's
natural
quite true.
State and a natural state.
Moving over to South Australia, they say festival state. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I can see that.
They've got festivals.
Yes.
No other state does. These are,
and then,
idiots.
Then we move to our dear...
Sorry, I'm kidding. I love that.
I like you getting into this, Tim. It's good. I like your involvement. And then we move to our dear own state here in Victoria, which used to have a few. Garden State.
Yes, I remember
fair
that
enough.
In the 80s.
We also had On the Move, which is kind of ambiguous and, you know, it's a bit obvious, really. It's on a car, so obviously you're going to be on the move. But anyway, it's not particularly offensive. And then the one which everyone knows is The Place to Be, which is absolutely true because it's better than New South Wales. However, I've noticed recently we've had a new one added and they've changed now.
What is it?
Stay alert, stay alive.
Oh, yes.
Also, they've taken the fun out of it and just injected a road safety message.
How negative and fun police do you want to get? We've gone from these lovely ones that talk about all the nice features of Victoria and all the other states around Australia talking about nice things. Victoria, bang. No, sorry, can't do that. We're going to make something really dark and horrible and say, stay awake or you're going to die. Cars are evil and they'll kill you.
Wow.
Now, here's the great irony of this, because if I am too busy trying to decipher and read the small font on the bottom of a number plate, I am not focusing on the road, therefore the message it achieves the polar opposite of what it's trying to achieve.
Oh my God.
Has no bureaucrat considered that?
I think absolutely right.
Have they considered anything in their careers? Mm.
And I never see those ones, you know, drowsy drivers die, because I always nod off as I'm going past those. No, that's not true. Yeah, so I noticed this just the other day, and I'm like, how insidious is that? And how long has it been going on? How long have they changed that little strap line on the bottom of the rego plate?
I feel like I remember it a couple of years ago, because it was a deliberate, obviously a deliberate strategy to go to a road safety message, and it was reasonably well received, apart from men in pink shirts sitting in the Joy Studio,
who are amongst
right
the most credible sources of all. I just thought that, you know, why do they? You know, often Victoria is criticised. Yeah. It's called the licence lock capital of Australia.
Nanny state.
There we go. Maybe we should put that on the bottom of the resume.
Well, but what are you suggesting? Any alternatives, Dan?
I was quite happy with the original, you know. I mean, Garden State's lovely. On the Move, not so much. The Place to Be, I think that's good. It's a bit arrogant, but, you know, it's quite good, really.
What about something just like, We Have Good Coffee?
The hipster state.
Yeah, Just Wear Black.
Stay alert, stay alive, get a coffee from one of Melbourne's fine establishments.
Yeah!
Would you
fit that on?
Combine the two.
No, you couldn't, but it could be. I see where you're going with it, though.
Victoria, I could whittle it the back. Weather's crap. No, you've got to do that one.
Victoria, not New South Wales.
Yeah! See, all better than Stay Alert, Stay Alive.
Now, I've got to say, happy day to you, Mike Costello, because I believe it's Western Australia Day today.
Is it really?
Yes.
I should know that.
You should.
Wow.
It came up in my diary, and then it was on the news for some reason.
What's it?
What happens?
Do you
maybe
know?
Is it? Well, I mean, I would suspect it's maybe the day that Governor Stirling sailed his boat into the Swan River.
I don't know.
And set up the colony. I would guess. Yeah. I should really know that. My Western Australian education in Western Australia clearly didn't inform me about Western Australia. So hey,
what's the tag? What is there a tagline? There would be a tagline for Western Australian regos. Don't know.
I can't remember.
No, no.
I don't know what it is.
I was doing some research for this, and I don't think there are any.
No, there's got to be something.
No, I don't think there are.
We used to have a picture of a setting sun on the number plate.
Yeah, see, I saw that.
Maybe
if you do an internet image search for a Western Australia rego plate, I don't think there is any.
Well, I don't know. Now, boys, very quickly, we don't have much time. So it is all about donations today. Joy 94.9, big drive. The lovely Mike Frith, who was just in the studio from Motor Friends, has become a Joy member.
Excellent. We have the evidence.
Thank you very, very much to Mike. Now, boys, okay, so we said we would talk about our secret shame.
Yeah.
Shall we just do it real quick?
All right.
Sure.
Dan.
Okay. Well, you know how I'm very outspoken, sometimes arguably a little too so, on this show about how I absolutely loathe SUVs. They're pointless.
Yep.
They are consumers of fuel and unnecessary. I'm afraid to say I love the Honda MDX, the most boring of them all.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard you say, Dan.
I know, and I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I just love something about that car. It's so unassuming, and it's got this kind of like expressionless, psychopathic face on it that just says, I'm just so quiet and insidious and weird.
And Patrick Bateman of cars.
It's exactly what it is, and I kind of like that about it. Yeah.
I don't believe there's such a thing as a secret car shame because, you know, there's something to be said about liking an underachieving car, but... I drive, luckily enough, such a wide panoply of cars for my job, and yet the most fun I've had in one recently, and supercars can take a hike, is the Suzuki APV. A little...
Really?
I know it's ridiculous. I'll step out of some ridiculous car that I'm lucky enough to drive for my job, and then I'll get into a Suzuki van that's about 2 inches wide, designed for the streets of Japan, and I just love it. I don't know why. I can't say why, but it's amazing.
Well, look, mine very briefly is... I'm going back a bit here. It is the second generation Holden Camira SLE.
Oh, wow.
Bit of a dud.
Why? What on earth happened?
My uncle Bill and auntie Noreen had one, and I loved it so much. It had a great little gearbox. It looked cool, and it was this teal green with a teal green interior that was similar to the Mini material that they use at the moment, and that is my secret shame. I love a second generation Camira.
Wow. You're quite specific about that.
I know. Well, you have to be. Boys, we've got to go. We've got to get out of here.
That's all right. Thank you so much to all our listeners who have become members or remembered, and the donations as well. It's fantastic. We really can't do this without you. So
it's
wonderful.
Very, very, very true. Do stick around. Techno Gaze with Michael and the gang is up very, very soon. Big thanks to Mike and Dan in the studio. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Mike Frith as well. And thank you to all of our dear listeners. We do appreciate it. Again, 1-300-JOY-949. Call in, become a member, and please support us. And we thank you so much for your wonderful, wonderful support. My name's Tim Nicholson, signing off for Fender Bender for another week. safe driving.
This has been a Fender Bender podcast for Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. See joy.org.au for more details.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.